Item 12, legislative update. Karen?
Thank you. Well, this is an update about pending bills over at the legislature. There's quite some time still, and nothing is set. Things can still be amended or not enacted at all, but this is a good time for us to review what's out there. We start. I have a memo in the packet for you with the bills that we thought might be of interest to the board. We start with AB 241. And that bill would require local public entities that begin their municipal bankruptcy process to provide the name and mailing address of each retired employee or employee's beneficiary to retiree organizations so that the organizations can communicate with the retirees and provide them with an opportunity to meaningfully participate in the legal process of the municipal bankruptcy.
Karen, I've seen in the past, and you may have done in the past, it's kind of interesting sometimes to see who's sponsoring the legislation. Is there a way that you could put in parentheses right after that, you know, who's the author of the legislation?
I actually don't have access to that information. Okay. I'm sure it's out there somewhere that lobbyists can access, but I also find it really interesting to find out who's, yeah, who's sponsoring. I'm assuming this is being sponsored by the state retiree organization.
Could be, but somebody's carrying it. There has to be an author.
In terms of the actual
author.
Yeah, that's available. I can add that in.
The author's office will tell you if it's a sponsored bill as well.
Yeah,
and we can
find that
information. Yeah, no, I don't
out.
Mean the people behind it, because those
just
are
the name of the legislature who's
those are
carrying
dark,
the bill.
Dark pools, dark pools of money.
In fact, I have all the bills here, so if there's one you're interested in, I can take a look and tell you exactly who.
Just want to generally know who to blame or who to credit.
Go online and get it.
Moving on to AB 259, that would require that agencies, to the extent they have personal information captured in their computerized system, and to the extent that they have a security breach, they would be required to provide notice of the breach and to provide 12 months complimentary identity theft protection services if the source of the breach was with the agency. Next, AB 537, public employees' benefits. If that is enacted, it would impact CICERA as a district and as an employer to the extent that CICERA enters into an MOU on or after January 1st, 2016 that provides post-employment health care. It would require that the agency would have to have a plan for permanently pre-funding the benefits. Moving on.
If the plan were to start pre-funding it in the year 2047, is that an adequate plan?
No.
Is there any guidance in that bill that tells you what that is?
It's no.
It's like land use projects have to identify water sources with some degree of specificity. You have to do water supply assessments, all that kind of stuff.
There's
is there
no
like a rigorous test that would apply?
There's no specifics with this one.
Wonderful.
AB 663, that's a Ventura County legislative bill that would add an alternate member to their retirement board, much like what we have here in Contra Costa County. And that alternate member would vote for the appointee members if they're absent.
I was reading that. That means they're going to have four alternates? Is that what that's saying?
No, it's one.
They're going to have the additional alternate that we now have.
That can cover the fourth, fifth, sixth, ninth.
Got it.
Seats.
AB 992, having to do with Searle disability retirement, and that will clarify that someone who is granted a disability retirement but has already retired for service pending the disability application process once the disability is granted, they this clarifies that they have an opportunity to change the options that they select at the time of retirement. This one is sponsored by SACRS at the request of the LA County Retirement System, and it's just a clarification that would align the statute with the practice of most of the systems, including SACRS. So it wouldn't impact what the process that we currently engage in. AB 1291 is another Ventura County bill, and that one started out as a independence bill for the retirement system, so that all the employees at the retirement system would be the direct employees of the board. It was recently amended to only include the five top positions in the system, and those are actually listed in the statute, in the bill as currently written. So only those positions would be the direct employees of the retirement system, and the rest would remain county employees.
Isn't this currently how San Bernardino is operating?
No, San Bernardino was broader than this.
Okay.
Both Orange County and San Bernardino were not limited as to just top 5 or 10 positions.
There was more of the unrepresented?
More, yeah.
Okay.
ACA 3, that's an assembly constitutional amendment bill. It requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature, and it has to be approved with an affirmative vote of the majority of the electorate. It would require that any future enhancements of a public employee's retirement benefits would apply only to future service. SB 272 is a California Public Records Act bill, and it would add a provision to the Public Records Act that would require local agencies to create a catalog of their enterprise systems, their data systems containing information collected regarding the public, and make that catalog available on request. And post it on the agency's website if the agency has a website. SB 292, public employee retirement, that would create an exemption in PEPRA for the requirement that the requirement for the 50% retirement contribution split. But it would only apply to cities or counties that have an additional voter-approved property tax rate specifically to finance their pension costs.
The last part says about for a defined benefit plan for new employees. What consider a new employee?
Anything? PEPRA employees, those who are PEPRA members.
Okay. It's kind of funny how it says it. I mean, instead of just saying PEPRA members, it says new employees, which makes you think once the bill's enacted, everybody hired after that.
SB 331, public contracts. This has to do with something called COIN, the Civic Openness and Negotiations, for agencies that adopted that ordinance. This bill, if enacted, would create the Civic Reporting Openness in Negotiations Efficiency Act, and that would require that in negotiations the agency would have to appoint an independent auditor to review large contracts, and the consideration of the contract by the governing board has to be done so that it's presented at two public meetings before it can be adopted. SB 704, conflict of interest, that adds a definition to the Government Code Section 1091 that defines remote interest. So if a public official has only a remote interest, then they're not disqualified from participating in a decision, or sometimes they may be required to recuse themselves, but the body, the agency, is not precluded from entering into the contract. This adds that someone with a firm an attorney or an owner or partner of a firm serving on an advisory board or commission to the contracting agency would be classified as having a remote interest. And there are some conditions attached to that. And that's all I have.
Karen, could we go back to 331 for just a moment? We talk about require appointment of an independent auditor to review large contracts. What is it the independent auditor would do after reviewing the contract? What is the expectation here?
The bill doesn't say.
Wow.
I assume it's an additional audit to make sure the process was open and fair and that the price is fair. But that's an assumption.
CPA lobby got them.
I was going to say. Yeah. Literally the auditor lobby.
That's over $50,000.
I was surprised.
That's not a very big contract. I mean, that would keep.
No, specifically addresses goods and services, but didn't anyone else find it unusual that the acronyms COIN and CRONIES are used in this legislation?
Yeah. Yeah. Does this relate to the
they often go hand in hand.
People are getting kickbacks. Is that what this is about?
No, I don't think so.
That was cash in paper bags, I think. No. Seriously, it was that bad. It was pretty tawdry. Prior to us becoming an independent district on January 1, did we have the County of Contra Costa's lobbyists follow bills that pertain to CSERA issues?
We didn't. We utilized SACRS for that. SACRS, the State Association of 37 Act Systems, and they have a legislative committee that works with a lobbyist in Sacramento. So they're the ones, for example, sponsoring the bill regarding the disability applicant being able to make changes to the options. And they provide, during SACRS, the conference, they provide a legislative update about some of the bills that pertain to 37 Act systems.
Does the SACRS lobbying effort is it undertaken with the 37 Act systems being a stakeholder or an interested party? And I'm asking because there are plenty of interested parties in Sacramento,
right,
on any piece of legislation. So I'm often wondering, do we just play the hand we're dealt ultimately, or do we as a stakeholder seek through SACRS to influence legislation in some way, and if so, how?
I think the position taken is that of we're here to administer and provide information so that if the legislature chooses to make changes to plan provisions that are applicable to us, they are at least aware of what it means. So we're not stakeholders in that sense. We don't create benefits. We don't make amendments to benefits. The legislature does that. But we, SACRS, our system, have to administer this. And so we have expertise in it, and we can provide information and guidance to the legislature.
SACRS initiates bills, and they have gone through. One such bill was if the retiree rep or the assistant retired, the alternate retiree rep resigns, leaves, or whatever, how to replace that person became a bill and was passed. There was no formal way of doing that prior to that. So they've initiated, but not with regards to benefits, but with regards to administration.
That was the caveat. SACRS sponsored bills or SACRS supported bills generally deal with administration, mm-hmm, of the systems. And
all of the systems within the 37 Act family.
Right.
Okay. General,
right.
General consensus or general effect. They have not done. They've certainly not sponsored any bills with regards to benefit changes.
Right.
And they have provided information through their lobbyists to committees, legislative committees, with regards to various issues.
As individual county groups, they have sponsored bills because we sponsored we did Tier 3. Mm-hmm. For county employees, that was a separate bill for Cocoa County that was and
And we did a bill to become a district, and Ventura wants that, and alternate.
A change like what Barry just mentioned, a change like that is a plan sponsor change, that's the county. So the county hires its own lobbyist to get that bill through the legislature. We have to administer it, so we're not part of the lobbying efforts as a system.
So in the, and I won't belabor this, but in the grand scheme, if there were legislation introduced or amended that would affect an issue where we have pending litigation either in the trial court or the court of appeal, how do we address that? We being Cicera.
It really depends on the issue. Is it a benefits issue? Is it a? I would assume that if it's something where the board has an interest in it going one way or the other, the board can have a discussion about, do we hire our own lobbyist? If it's something that is of interest to other systems, other Searle systems, the SACR's lobbyists might be able to assist us.
So case-by-case basis, we'll cross that bridge when and if we get to it.
Yes.
Okay.
A good example, like when Pepper came out, they wanted what we call a cleanup. Is it more just to get things better explained?
Yes, so the cleanup bills for PEPRA were sponsored by SACRs so that we can make sure that all the nuts and bolts are operating properly and in accordance with the pre-existing plan provisions also. So the cleanup, there was a cleanup bill that SACRs sponsored, but there was also a cleanup bill that was sponsored outside of SACRs by others.
Okay. That's all I have. Moving on, item 13.